This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I'll spare you the actual dollar amounts because they are completely certain to change over the next month or so. But there is now a Republican fiscal cliff counteroffer on the table. Speaker of the House John Boehner made it in a letter to the president today. But if all the back and forth talk in Washington has you sticking your fingers in your ears and going la 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 anytime a politician opens his mouth, I got bad news for you. The cliff and worries about it have started seeping into the fun parts of life as well. Even baseball players are keeping a wary eye. Tim Fernholz writes about that on Quartz. It's the new business site from Atlantic Media. He's here in the studio. Hey, Tim, good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
Tell me about the curious case of B.J. Upton.
B.J. Upton is a really good baseball player.
Okay.
He is a outfielder, and he just signed a new deal moving to the Atlanta Braves. $75 million over 5 years.
Nice.
What's interesting about it is how he structured it because, you know, the fiscal cliff is coming up.
I'd heard, yes.
People are talking about it. And no one really knows what's going to happen on January 1st. There are a lot of options, but most likely tax rates are going to go up.
Yeah.
And someone smart working for B.J. Upton has advised him to take some of his salary money and make it a bonus that gets paid before December 31st. And that's going to save him almost $140,000 in taxes.
Which is something like three times the average household income in this country.
A little bit more.
But that's interesting that this is trickling down to every walk and talk of life.
You name it. And he's not the only one who's doing it. Other baseball players, Evan Longoria just signed a deal like that. And CEOs want to move their bonuses into this year, but they're having a harder time doing it. There's a lot more skepticism of CEOs than baseball players when it comes to making a lot of money.
And there are other things happening too, right? I mean, companies are paying special dividends. I mean, everybody's moving stuff up, not just B.J. Upton and his agent.
Absolutely not. There's a record number of special dividends being issued by companies before the end of the year. Most of those companies are run by executives who own a lot of that stock.
Yeah.
So they have a very good reason to move their money forward. But I think a lot of their investors are going to be wondering, what were you doing with this money that suddenly you can pay it out in advance?
Right. Before we go, is B.J. Upton worth $75 million?
He's a very good player. I don't know. I don't think so.
There you go.
He's not playing for my Red Sox. It's not good enough
for
me.
Oh, no, really?
Sorry.
I'm a Yankees fan, dude.
Ooh.
Tim Fernholz. He covers business and the economy and sports and politics and all stuff for Quartz. It's a new business site from Atlantic Media. Tim, thanks a lot.
Pleasure to be here.